是买
个
三 D
的
Hey,
go Paul Jr. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
You want to go race the way for sure?
Yeah, it's there
you go. When we race. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
Good, not bad. Not bad.
All right, so I want to review the correlations. People are so excited about that, right? Thanks, Hadley. Just a preview for next semester, the two books we're going to be using, Psychoanalytic Theories, Perspectives from Developmental Psychopathology by Fonagy and Tarjay, and Child and Adolescent Psychopathology, A Casebook by Linda Wilmshurst. These are your two books for next semester, so I thought I would just show them to you so when you order them on Amazon or wherever you go, barnesandnoble.com, you'll know what they look like. The dreaded course evaluations. Have you guys done these yet?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're old pros. Just once? Okay. So someone has to be designated to collect them and give them to Pam. You want to do it? There we go. Lily emailed me. She said she will not be here today, so can you make sure you put one of each in her mailbox? And you can do that during the break. And I guess at other after class, if you have time or want to spend time doing that. Let's see. So here are the correlations. What I did was I correlated everybody with ego resiliency and my ideal optimally adjusted 7-year-old boy. And then I actually included your first ideal Q sort with your second
to see whether there were ourselves.
Huh?
See how we correlate with ourselves.
Yeah, well, no, correlate if you correlate it differently with the prototypes from Jack Block and Nate. See if you got higher, lower. And I've never done this before, so I kind of was curious about it. And what I noticed was that some people actually got lower correlations from the first time. Others got higher. So there didn't seem to be like an established pattern. So if you look across, so this is ego resiliency, and this is the Goodman ideal. Do you guys remember your codes?
Yeah.
Okay. So number one was 0.797 with resiliency and 0.806 with me. But the second time around, so the last digit represents the first time or the second time. But the second time around, you see that they got lower. All right. Now with number two, they got higher. You're probably thinking, who gives a shit? Am I right? I think it's interesting. I'm a geek, though. So number three, from the first time to the second time, you see it went down a little bit for ego resiliency and a little bit for with me. Number four, so these went up a little bit. Number five went down a little bit with ego resiliency, went up slightly with me. Six. Yeah.
It is me. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I didn't get your corrected in time.
Gotcha. That's why.
Yeah. You sent it to me 10 minutes before class. So.
Yeah.
Number 7, 3726, and 4235. So that improved a little bit. Number 8 didn't improve, actually got a little bit less. So you can see there's really no discernible pattern, which means I didn't really teach you anything this semester. That's what it means. Number 9 was a significant drop this time.
Number 9 did not learn from you.
Actually, I sucked information out of your brain throughout the semester.
I'm worse.
Was that you?
No,
it wasn't me. No.
No, I love number 9. No, I was saying I'm better at the CPQ.
Oh, the CPQ. Yeah. So Amanda's learning a different Q sort in lab. But so then number 10, 42.
Did anybody get better?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, 10. Number 10 got significantly better. Number... Oh, that was... Yes! So you absorbed all the information that was taken out of that other person's brain.
Seems like it.
Number 11, I didn't get a second Q sort. Number 12 was about the same, a little bit less, though. From the first time. Number 13. 78, 792. 779, 720, a little bit less. Number 14, the same with me. I'd have to check to see if that was they just gave me the same Q sort, but they didn't because look, it's these are different. So 15. Slightly better for number 15. Number 16.
It's cold though.
Better with ego resiliency, not as well with me. 17. Went down in ego resiliency, went up with me. Number 18. About the same. A little bit less with the Goodman ideal. Number 19, about the same, which that person looks at it very differently. And number 20, a little bit down. So, I don't know if that was helpful or not helpful. How would you interpret that?
That it was interesting.
I don't know. A lot of variability.
A lot of variability.
I think you should have asked who has exposure to kids or not.
What's that?
Who has exposure to kids or not? Would be a good question to
know. Do you think that would have made people's Q sorts improve over time or not improve as much? Mm-hmm.
How can you improve over time if they're giving exposure to kids about the age?
Don't you think?
I'm
going to
throw
a wrench
in that. I don't have any
exposure and
mine's pretty good. So.
Go to it.
I
have exposure and mine's not.
Oh, thanks.
I have exposure and mine's. Okay, you throw wrenches. Really? I have exposure and mine is. Well, I knew there were some of them where I knew I was. Because, like, for. Stubborn, I put it high. So I'm like, a typical 7-year-old is stubborn. But then I knew, like, people in the class wouldn't think that way, and, like, Jack Block probably didn't think that way. But I kept it there because that was...
Well, what would be the ideal? Not the typical. There's a difference between the typical 7-year-old and the ideal.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So I guess that's what I had difficulty with.
Yeah.
The first one, it was the prototypical, was how we defined it, and then the second one was the ideal child, you know? So I felt like I was almost like...
Well, those are the same... For me, those are the same things.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I heard
you. You're actually probably confusing.
Yeah.
Prototypical means ideal. There are synonyms.
Okay.
But I feel like the ideal, like, there's still limitations.
because of development. So I was thinking, like, I noticed that when I was thinking much more about, like, a developmental lens, like, maybe a 7-year-old would have been more stubborn, or maybe,
yeah.
like, would have pushed the limits a little
sure.
more because they're learning how to do that. And, like, that, I don't know. I just thought, like, maybe, like, even if they are ideal, they're not perfect. And
yeah.
they're
yeah.
within the constraints of the developmental.
Sounds like stubbornness was a an item that was that gave people particular difficulty. Is that right?
That one, and like I think pushing
limits. Cries easily.
Yeah. Cries easily. The one about competing, that was always a problem for me because I personally think that that's a good trait, but it's not.
Right.
So, anyway, that was a mindless assignment, I guess. I don't know. Gary.
Can you say more about how prototypical could be defined as ideal? Because I did mine as the ideal child of time.
Yeah.
But to me, that seems very different than, like, a prototype is, like, in my mind, like, a caricature of, like, a typical 7-year-old.
No, that's why the word is prototypical, not typical. It's prototypical, meaning it's a prototype. If you were to design a 7-year-old boy, what would be your prototype for that? Think of it that way.
Versus just typical.
Yeah, so it's ideal, the ideal. If you wanted to make a mold of 7-year-old boys, what would that mold look like?
I think if you do this again, I use the word ideal.
So you think prototypical
yeah.
through
yeah.
people
I think
off.
I would
or
be
prototypical.
A little confusing because, yeah, ideal makes it more seem like what you want, what you think would be a good trait, rather than if you took an amalgamation of the 7-year-olds you've seen, what do you think that would look like?
They would be very different.
Right.
So people did that? They just took the amalgamation of typical 7-year-olds and Q-sorted for that? Is that what people did?
I did ideal, but I can see where the confusion was coming
so,
from.
I definitely did.
Okay, so that
there you go.
This
so
helps
yeah.
me. Thank you.
Are we doing this next semester also the Q sorts? Like, because I think it's so we'll get a chance to also we can like redo it with the ideal at the beginning of the
year. We
yeah.
well we're gonna do it at the end.
Okay.
I didn't want you guys to keep doing these prototypicals. I mean, you just did one. This past
right.
week, so doing it next month is not going to, without any schooling,
mm-hmm.
any education, so you are going to do one at the very end of the next semester, so that's the next time you'll do this, but next semester you're going to be doing Q sorts for particular disorders.
Disorders.
And you'll update this once you look at mine, so
huh?
you can see how that changes.
Yes, I will update that.
Do you want us to turn our Q sort cards back to you?
No, you can hold on to them for next semester. Okay, I know you were so looking forward to turning them back in, but somebody brought them to them. But actually, in the course pack, the syllabus for child psychopathology is in there, so you'll see everything lined up. So you'll be doing Q sorts for specific disorders on specific kids that are actually. Written about in this book. So this is going to be like the equivalent of the Perry book. Although this isn't nearly as reader friendly as Perry, but I'm just being honest. But it's more, I think it's more, maybe more educational than Perry. Perry was kind of like a great read. But you're going to be Q-sorting cases from this book, and the cases suggest particular diagnoses. And then I have a prototypical, all right, the ideal, like, oppositional defiant child. What would that kid look like? Or the oppositional, or the ideal depressed child, right? So I have the composite Q sorts from Jack Block on those. So we'll be using those next semester because now, naturally, the next step will be to understanding pathology, now that you have a great developmental background. All right. Okay. So I am going to pause this.